And into the next chunk of chat before we hit the top of the hour. You're on Radio Life and Style. Welcome to it. It's your Tuesday morning, 5th of May, with Mike in the morning. And normally on a Wednesday, we connect with our legal eagle, Gavin Steinoble, but he's decided to bring the coffee a day earlier. And he's in the studio right now for a catch-up on a Tuesday. Gavin, happy Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Tuesday is not normally my time on air, but... I'm glad that you fitted me, and I can't do tomorrow. So
you know, we don't normally have thunder and lightning either. So maybe is there a correlation? Is there?
There might be.
But great to have you in sooner rather than later, and to be touching base, finding out what's happening. Judging by the activity on your cell phone, that you've been getting lots of calls on a Tuesday morning. Yeah. Take it that that you're in demand, and that there are lots of property transfers underway at the moment, and that the market is healthy and buoyant on the KZN North Coast.
It's been a very good period again. You know, it's always cyclical, and that's just how it is. You know, in my industry, there's sort of fits and starts of activity, and we seem to be seeing a lot of movement at the upper end of the market. So, if you are, or if you have been thinking about selling a property on the higher end, you know, 10 to 30 million rand. It just seems to be a segment that's moving nicely at the moment. There's a lot of cash buyers.
Wow.
People are making decisions.
Sure.
And, you know, every chap who sells is buying something to replace it. So it's sort of a knock-on effect. But the market at the moment seems particularly buoyant, especially, as I say, in the top segment, which, you know, houses of that value, somebody normally comes along once a year that has the money to buy and so forth. So I know that, you know, some people end up, you know, having properties like that for longer than they planned if they decided to sell.
Mm.
And so, yeah, if you are in the market or you want to sell your property, now is a good time to call the estate agents and say, listen, man, let's move while things are running. I think there's a lot of optimism around. You know, the Club Med's now, obviously, it's been a successful project. The build is complete, and it's going to open its doors. And from all reports, the bookings that they've been taking in the last 6 months have been good, and everything's set to go, and it's going to be a successful endeavor. So that's great for our area. It's actually massive, you know, what it's going to do here.
I mean, just looking at the headlines this morning in Business Day, and there it is, the most expensive resort ever built in South Africa gets ready to open its doors. Project cost of just over 2 billion rand. And Sunday, the 3rd of May, marked the formal completion and handover of the 54,000 square meter resort. Wow.
That's impressive. What are there, 60-odd buildings, I think?
64 buildings, yeah. Representing a major investment in the region. All the civils and the infrastructure put in, including 3.3 kilometers of bulk water pipeline, 8.4 kilometers of medium voltage electrical cabling. A 9-meter pipe jack beneath the N2 highway and a 40-meter directional drill under P467. It's those major engineering interventions that often, you know, people don't really pay attention to, but it's a lot of investment has been poured in and continues to, and this is just going to catalyze so much more.
Yeah, fantastic. I mean, you know, one does at times sort of feel a bit gloomy about things, and then something like this comes along and you go, wonderful, you know. It seems as if our international relations are getting a little bit better as well. You know, we've got an American ambassador here, and we're sending one there. And it always reminds me of old Albert Camus' saying. He said, I found in the depths of winter, I found within me an invincible summer. And there is something about the human spirit and humanity in general that even when times are tough, you know, somehow there's a blossoming and a new summer coming. And, you know, this is just the sort of thing we need. There's a lot of good news around that area as well. There's a lot of planning going into possible developments alongside it, and turning the agric land there into sort of, you know, developments. And so it's going to spark something. You know, Cancun in Mexico was a little fishing village, and they built a Club Med there. Cancun's a big city now, so I think what we're going to find is that this is just going to be such a wonderful catalyst to growth here.
That's the kind of story we want to be focusing on. On the other side of town, I see Mahindra, the automotive giant, upgrading its South African factory to meet growing local demand. The Indian carmaker confirmed plans to expand operations at the Dubai Trade Port, right here. It's also collaborating with the Industrial Development Corporation to explore the feasibility of introducing completely knocked down, or CKD, vehicles at the facility. Interesting stuff. So
yeah, well, we live in a country that's sort of steadily sort of deindustrialized since 1994, and you know, if you just think back of where most of us grew up, you know, the industry was the big employer. You know, that was where everybody went, and they, you know, they managed through working in industry to put their children through university or schools and universities and so forth. And so any kind of industry that we get started up again is a godsend, because you know, they employ hundreds and hundreds of people, and that's hundreds of family that are you know, that have an income and have the dignity of an income and the living standard that goes with it. So I don't think anybody's really happy living off the state. It's never enough, and it does make you very vulnerable. So
this kind of story, we're seeing a lot more of these, and it all just bodes well. So no sign of the market then cooling down anytime soon.
Mike, I don't touch wood. At the moment, it's quite buoyant. A lot of a big indicator for me is also the number of transactions that you receive that are conditional upon bond approval. And when you see a lot of bonds being declined, you know that the first of all, the banks are not in a lending mood, and secondly, that you know the caliber of people that are coming through. A lot of it's technical, where you have, for instance, if you're self-employed, it's very very difficult to show the bank what your true earnings are, and if you're employed, you simply give them a pay slip, and they know that every month you're going to receive that amount of money, and you can pay your bond. They're quite happy to extend it to you. But we're seeing a lot of approvals, very few people being declined at the moment. So the transactions are running from beginning to end, and that's always a good sign that there's some optimism. So I also look at the Middle Eastern situation, and I think, you know, it's like watching a boxing match where the one chap's up against the ropes. He's got his hands at his waist, and he's no longer defending himself. And you simply know that at some stage the bell's going to toll for him, and the ref's going to step in. And I think we're also coming to the end of the Middle Eastern conflict. What it has done, just without being political about it, is it has sort of unified the Gulf states, and also put them in a less antagonistic sort of attitude towards Israel and the West. And you know, the minute that you have harmony like that, you have trade, and the minute you have trade, it's good for everyone. So I expect that in the next couple of months we will definitely have some good news here, and you know, maybe put to bed a 1,400-year conflict that actually is no longer relevant. And I think people would far rather prosper, and that's been sort of the gospel that's being spread around there at the moment, is why don't we do business rather, and everybody's better off, and you keep your, you know, your beliefs and attitudes to yourself, and you just trade as well as you can and do as well as you can for your people and your country. And I think that's generally a message that's going around the world. We in South Africa would do well to listen to that as well, because you know, we're probably you know, the best neutral state that you can have, because we're not really that aligned with anyone. And you know, we should be trading with everyone and keeping out of things. So I think ultimately there's a whole new era coming, and a whole new sort of vista of opportunity. Things are changing. I think everybody had their misgivings a while back, where you said, well, you know, if this is the world now, I mean, it can't really carry on like this. Things are not that functional, especially after COVID and so forth. And I think it's given everybody a bit of a pause for thought, and we are moving into a direction now where there's a lot of change. Change is always scary, but I definitely think it was necessary, and I can see a lot of good coming from it.
Well, I like that note, that sentiment, to end off a Tuesday morning, a chat with Gavin Steinhubel, attorney at law, the man down at Kloppers Inc. in Belito. And for those looking for your legal assistance, whether they've got a property transfer they want to push through or any other legal matter, what's the best way to reach you, Gavin?
We're down there in what they call the village, in the building behind the one that Mozambique's in. Hello, Brett. And, you know, we've been there for, I don't know, a decade and a bit. drive up Sandra Road. You'll see us on the ground floor of the Belito Center, or look us up on the internet. We, Yeah, we've been in this town for quite a while, and we intend to continue.
Part of the furniture, Kloppers. Yeah. And with a view on things and his finger on the pulse, you can catch Gavin every week here on Radio Life and Style. Normally on a Wednesday. Today you're lucky, you're getting him a day early. But Gavin, next week we'll do it again on a Wednesday. What do you say?
Yeah, perfect, Mike. Looking forward to it.
Thanks for the coffee, man.